I can't lie. See, you guys, this Siobhan is very useless. I will even lie. Siobhan has made us stay on this call for 3.5 hours. 3.5 hours. Because of this.
That's such a dog.
Just because you wanted to watch his hair. It's 11:38 where I am, and we're awake because of Siobhan
Ogunbe.
Siobhan Ogunbe.
I did say I was going to shower.
So you guys, this is like, we just wanted to have, so we might not produce this episode, but if it does come out, it means it was very good. And we just wanted to just have a discussion, like us guys again. It's Siobhan, Ini, and Pelumi, and I just us. I'll just let's talk about
P.S.
girls.
P.S. If you're good ahead, just text me. That's what I said. Brian, may continue.
Personally, I think head is what we save our country from the current
predicaments. Yeah. You know that. I don't need further, you know, explanation.
I think we just swallow up all of the problems, exchanges will drop, everything.
Like I won't do Picasso's business fee safe. I can be drawing safe. 20 million as projects. Just no pew. But
yeah, you guys, I don't believe in such.
Too.
You don't know, really? Okay.
I have a question for you guys since you guys have been in Nige.
Mr. Sleep is calling me.
Chill. I have a question for you guys since you guys were in Nige this summer and I wasn't. The summer is like, it's almost ending, or it has basically ended for some. What did you guys learn this summer? What did you guys learn? What's something you learned from this summer in Lagos? Like, what's something you learned?
Girls waste my time a lot. No.
Never think a girl is yours, ever.
Yes.
Ever.
And,
see, boy, you know why I'm saying that.
And.
Tell me too.
And.
Actually, why am I heading that direction? Yeah. So I should come and hit me up and say, I'll pay the game.
What I've learned, don't be a simp for any babe.
So you're a simp.
They love you when you're everywhere. I'm telling you. They love you as an Ashaiwu, I'm telling you.
Drugs. Mafagbo, don't smoke weed. It's not good.
Smoking is not good, guys.
Do you guys know that they arrested someone in Santa Maria for smoking weed?
Yeah.
Don't do drugs. Don't drink. Drink is not good. Your liver will
fashion. Drugs is not good,
too. I hope the guy's in his yard right now, sure.
His father probably paid like 100 or 200 in out. Guys, we're there.
Apparently, was minister's son or something like that.
That's settled already, safe. My room, I picked him up before the my room dropped him at his house. You didn't even know.
Yes.
No cap, you know.
There's something I've learned. This, like, I was watching the show, right? And this babe, I'm watching the show, the summer it's so pretty anyway. So this babe, she likes this guy, right? And then this guy is doing everything for her. He's taking her on dates. He's making cute picnics, all of that stuff.
Wait. Is it the show on Amazon Prime?
Yes.
Guys, I just started watching it. Can you not spoil it?
Well, no, I'm not spoiling it. Calm down.
Like, you're already giving you context now. Fuck you.
You already know the context, okay? Shut up.
I don't. I'm only on the second episode.
Guess what, man? This for podcast content.
This is how these guys act on a normal day.
You know she has a crush on Conrad Ra.
My God.
This is in the narration. Is this on the first episode?
Guys, I don't give a shit.
I won't say names, but sure. She's crushing on the guy, right? The guy's doing everything for her.
Yeah, I already know the guy. Already.
Can you just shut up, man? I'm saying.
I already know the guy she's crushing on. Then just shut the fuck up.
I'm not telling you the guy. Can you just chill?
Use a lesson.
Bro, can you guys stop this? Your husband and wife being here.
Guys, you want to shut the fuck up before I use that.
Relax.
Calm down.
You guys see what you're not meant to say.
So, the babe, calm down. So, this babe has a guy that's ready to do everything for her. He's doing this. All these things that girls are always saying guys don't do for them. Meanwhile, she's chasing guy that's doing less than the bare minimum for her. Just because the water needs.
Huh?
Like, this guy doesn't even show her light on day.
I think you made a background there. Let me analyze it. What do you talk?
I said she's chasing a guy that's doing less than the bare minimum for her.
Chasing.
Less than the bare minimum. Minimum.
This is chasing. Chasing or chasing.
But yeah, Brian, that piece is very irritating. It's very annoying. You can show the babe can emotionally there for her.
Yeah, in other words, simp.
You go for the guy that okay, fuck that nonchalant guy.
Do you know what I'm waiting for?
What?
I'm waiting for Perry to make a bag.
Zombie, I won't lack. Don't worry.
Okay.
I won't lack.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, true. The thing is, you can do everything. Girls like guys don't do enough, but then when we do enough, it's still not enough.
For it's them. Still never enough. They'll go to the smallest. They'll go to the bare minimum.
Was we talk like what?
You have relationship issues.
I've had safe. I'm
safe. I can't relate.
I'm emotionally downcasted.
The person I'm even trying to move right now, she's even useless to safe.
Which one of them? Which one of them?
If you're listening to this, you are just useless. You are useless.
You're talking to like five different girls right now. So.
You that are moving right now, you have showed me as you
how herself. She meant to know herself.
Exactly. So,
exactly. Before we know, Pelimi could even be myself.
No. She has shown me that Shao life is the best life.
Who? Like, you're talking to A right now.
I can't lie to you.
Pelimi is hallucinating from lack of
sleep. You guys check our messages.
I know you're talking about, don't worry.
I was scared that you're saying Tani. Moving on. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, true.
Branch, how can it be behind me that I am too emotionally there for her? Ross.
Bro, when I tell you, stop simping for these girls.
Bro.
Shut up. When I hear that comment. Puts you in trouble.
When I hear that comment.
Nonchalantness.
Yes, thank you. It puts you in trouble.
Don't know if I've heard that word before.
You guys, we're trying to make this episode a deep episode. I don't know why we're laughing at me. You guys. But I just feel as if, like, all these girls be up to be reposting shit on that TikTok.
You that you're too emotionally there for her.
Yes.
Tell her I did it new.
But, like, I've just noticed here. Me and you, maybe we're even talking about it like yesterday. I'm like, if I want to stim for a baby, the last two, it didn't work. You guys are the one I stim for 2 years. What's that food? 2 years.
Nothing. I'm so lost.
You know what now? S.
It was 700 plus days, bro.
S like, now.
Over 2.5 years. Did you even hold hands to this guy?
Pelimi, trust me. I feel your pain, Pelimi. Do you know that recently I asked someone that did something bad to me, why should I be calm with you? Like, why should I still talk? Why should I be friends with you? Do you know what they told me? I can't lie. I wouldn't know because if I was you, I wouldn't want to be calm with you.
I hate people like that. That sounds like somebody. I have to block the person. Let me not even talk.
Because what kind of answer? How can I ask you why should I be comfortable if I did something dirty to me? Like, I'm not asking you why should I still be friends with you. You must tell me why you value my friendship. Like, just say anything. Like, why I like to win you. Anything. You can't give me simple. I have to block because, like, what kind of rubbish is that? Mm. The other excuse that a lot of girls make, I'm working on myself.
Really, I can't like the girls ever.
That's the most toxic thing
I don't want to say it, I'm also wrong. All of us were working on about 16, 17. I don't think there's anybody that's not working on themselves right now. But the thing is, there's some people that are actually working on themselves. You ask them what they need to work on, they'll know. But there's some girls, if you ask them, what are you working on? They don't know.
They'll be stammering.
What do you need to improve? they don't know. They're just walking towards something that they don't know is there. How can you walk towards something you're not even targeting? And so people that have been handling the brokenness for 1 year, ask them what they've improved. They don't know. They don't know. All they do is they're working on themselves.
It's just like I don't get where girls do this PR. Just be straight. Just be straight with the guy. Like I don't get. Just be straight with the guy. Just tell him that you don't want. I don't know which one is I'm working on myself. Fuck you and yourself, I beg. Just die. I can't.
It's funny because you're subbing someone you're close to.
For real.
I swear to God. Ah. Well, it's okay.
True, I beg. Do you want to be more crazy? Being with someone for time, and then young you, you've been wasting your time.
See, Brand, please, don't allow me to get to my feelings. This early morning.
I'm just like, imagine being so, like this is not short time, like maybe like time, and then
so like 5 months.
5 months.
3 years. 3 years. 3 years.
That 2 years. Premier. I just a fool for that one. I don't want to comment on that, baby. But you're just saying be fool.
When you quote unquote love somebody that way, bro.
Do you still love the baby?
Guy, I can't lie. If that baby came back to my life right now, bro, God, I'm a stupid fool.
You will take her back.
Wait, Brian, and Nini, you guys don't think there's love at this age?
Is there love?
Don't believe
is
in
there
it.
Fully love? No. Because look, we're never fully developed.
Realistically, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
All the relationships that see, okay, let me not like ask a big question. The few relationships that you thought were going to last, are they still active right now?
No, of course not.
Nah,
obviously not. But only my. I do believe there's love.
I believe there's love at this age, but definitely.
Maybe there is, but not in Nigeria.
What's that quote? I believe in love, but it's like people fall short of the.
I get what you say. People fall short of the expectation.
People fall short of the standard love, like we said.
Expectation. I feel that.
It's crazy, man. Because look, the thing is. Sometimes
brand.
Many issues to
like in Lagos, these guys got it so bad here that guys niggas be saying I love you in fucking 3 weeks.
Bro, let's not even get to that. Let's not get to that. I love you one.
Guy, what do you mean? You can't
like, I love you. People just see that shit anyhow.
You can't give a beep. And before you get home, she's telling you I love you.
I don't even want to come before they come to my DMs and start making noise again.
Girls are big. They will still come to your comments that I don't like.
I love you is crazy. I love who?
How can you vex at me for wanting my own personal space? Like sometimes I just want to be alone and chill on my own. Like these are some things you need to understand. Like boys want to be alone. Like some people just want to be alone. Like.
Some people vex about guys like, oh, guys don't open up and shit. But like, it takes time now. Some guys don't want to, because you tell a girl something, you guys will end. You'll be hearing it somewhere else.
You use it against
bro, that thing is so
for real.
You're hearing your peas in public. I'm just
bro, that's one thing I hate is when
you
girls.
See your business come back to your face, right?
Like, for real.
Now it's even when like, obviously me, I haven't been in a relationship in the longest time, but when I'm in a relationship or talking to someone, and then our business is everywhere, like it's between both of us. If we have a problem between both of us, let's talk it out. I don't want to be hearing your family members coming to me, your friends. Like I'm in a relationship with you. I'm not in a relationship with your grand uncle. Like make it make sense. It's so annoying.
I began this one posting about posting on private story. This one come and miss me. Did you do that? Somebody I've never heard in my life before now come and start texting me. But anyway, why did you do this to this? I'm just why is this everywhere? Yes. Girls, man.
I genuinely believe that I get there's a difference between private and secret, but the thing is. Sometimes once you tell one person, it's not a secret anymore. It's like information. It's information in Lagos. It's a matter of time before everybody knows. And I guess some guys use that as opportunity to cheat and some stuff. But I think that if a guy, like one-on-one, is cheating on you because other people don't know you're dating, it's not your fault for making the relationship private. It just means the guy would have cheated in either way, sha.
Yeah.
Wait, have you guys ever been cheated on? Like, not even just like physically, you know, there's emotional cheating, right?
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
How does that work?
It means that, like, she's entertaining.
They're responding to guys. She's responding. She's giving guys attention.
But it's not giving the guys attention. Has gone a step further. She's like,
there are different forms.
There are different forms of this.
Bro. It's like, okay, Steven is like, if let's give a baby name, Rosaline. Yeah? She's with Rosaline. She's only the guy, Nifemi. She's with the guy called Nifemi. Yeah? But a guy named Jill is trying to yarn her. Okay, if you yarn her, I like you. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But instead of her to close it off, I'm like, I'm with Nifemi. She's like, oh, you're so attractive, you know.
Oh, entertaining the rubbish.
If a girl doesn't close it off properly, you should be scared. You should be scared.
That's not the best form. The biggest form is those guy best friends, or even for girls and guys, those best friends that you know is not just friendship again. That, like, they were the exes, maybe, or they liked each other.
But you guys, I can't say.
The worst one is when your best friend is your ex, bro.
Exactly.
Guys,
because some people with their friendships, they're more than friends. That's emotionally cheating because they know that even though they're not doing stuff, they know that
if the opportunity came.
Yeah, the things they're talking about. Let me open up and yarn something. How can someone yarn me one time? Oh, she was talking about another guy, right? Like, what if she liked this person? I'm not like, okay, she's not like, oh, she's just saying it out because she doesn't want them to, something about something like, oh, she'll meet up with this guy and something might happen. Why are you even thinking about something
like advance and shit like that?
Does that make sense? I'm not like, oh, so yeah, so have you ever thought about doing stuff with the guy? She now says no. So, so what do you think about if you meet up and something might happen?
It's not even red flag again. It's burgundy flag. And the fact that I know who you're talking about is even disgusting me.
I said to God, it's what we all know who you're talking about.
Because when I say I'm emotionally, I'm tired of evil girls. I'm tired. My streak has ended. I've been on a streak.
That's a streak.
You tried evil girls.
Yes, Brian. I also want to talk about an evil peep. Sivon, I'm sure you know who I'm talking about. So basically, me and these babes started yarning like, when did you come for my sister's wedding? Wasn't it last year, April?
Yeah.
So around that last year, April, that's when me and these babes started yarning. These people had a babe. Okay, no problem. They had a babe at that time. No, 1 year relationship. Nah, no pina. I'm just hearing that to be friends. This babe told me she liked me. I said, wahala. But me too, as a fool as I am, I said, oh, me too, I like you too. Then it just clocks to me that these people, I can't do this. That me, I won't want to be another nigga that I'm dating somebody, another guy telling I like you. Do you get it? And I said, I don't want. People are still vexing at me.
And she had been.
Eh?
And she had been, and she was vexing.
She had people, she was vexing at me. That, I said, I don't want anymore. No problem. And that's when I just now started. No problem. I didn't give her any attention again. I just now ended. She had ended that relationship again. And then I was giving her attention. I just stopped giving her attention. Like, you know that time I was doing that Oxbridge nonsense with Ohala? So I didn't go to that school again. I stopped giving her attention then. She now goes to another relationship to try and make me jealous, quote unquote.
I've clocked.
She was doing all of her nonsense. But that guy, I just used to feel bad for all of the guys that she's always dating. Because all of the guys that she's dating always know about me. Because they'll be reading the text that these people is always sending me. And they'll be like, oh, who is this? You know that guy that's just always there. That you know that if that guy comes back for that babe, you are in serious trouble. That one guy that can just make your relationship just cutter.
Oh, and you're that guy.
And I'm that guy, and I'm like,
sorry. Sorry. I felt like,
but can't lie. I felt bad for all of those guys that she was with. Because as much as the guy will be doing, oh, I don't care, you're making that guy kind of insecure. Do you get?
True, you guys. In your ear.
Yep.
Okay, I have a scenario for you guys. So, let's say you have this friend, right? You guys are more than friends. You've established that. But you guys want to tie each other down.
Already is not going to end well. Already.
Says to that she says she loves you, right? Cool down. So let's see, you guys are talking with you. Sound like, oh, damn. She has a crush on this person at school, so. And you're not like, oh, I don't st-. Like, even though you guys know that you guys are like different places, it doesn't make sense. I was like, oh, you don't want to hear about it. She's not like, oh, but I don't love them, I love you. She wants to tell you about the crush.
So she loves you but likes the other guy.
She doesn't like, I don't know whether she likes them, but she does have a crush on them. She just wants to do stuff for you for it. Maybe you talk to them, give them advice.
You see, that's the problem. Even before we get into it, that's the problem.
When your own turn comes and then you're talking about someone you like and you're asking for advice about it, the babe now starts giving you attitude.
I feel that.
You should already be wrong yourself.
This babe self that you guys are talking to.
What type of girls are you talking to?
You should already be wrong yourself.
Story time has not ended.
Okay.
So this babe ghosted me for time. She went offline on anything, but this babe was still sending streaks. I'm like, hey, okay.
She's not ghosted then.
She now came online finally and started her own team. I'm not like, so these two seconds you are sending streak, can't even type on this streak. Oh, I'm going offline. You can't say, Brian, I'm not online. You can't type it. The time you're going to send streak, you can't open chat and say, Brian, I'm going through some stuff. I'm not online. Fine.
Around that time she has sent streak, she has sent another guy another message. I'm down.
I believe she could say, one is me, I'm not everybody. Why am I added to that category? Do you get? So did they call me like, oh, do you want to watch his shooting? I'm like, oh no, I have to go call on that girl. Like, she told me that I should call her before you. So you're not in the call. So that's like this babe had her PS named after me. So that's like, I watched something on that story. This babe had removed my name from the PS name. We did like 2 minutes too, just because I said, I was like, oh, why did you move? She was like, oh, you left me for this babe. You question me for 1 week. I'm just telling you that someone made plans with me before you called me.
It's the way you told her.
I should tell her that way because I you ghosting me. You're trying to look for reasons to vex her. Like, don't you see how manipulative that is? I don't tire, man. I'm tired. Safe.
It's the girls.
Yeah, that's the answer.
These girls are just mad. See the name of this episode. I don't even give a shit. Lagos girls are mad. Lagos girls are just mad. Only girls are wahala.
I haven't said anything. Lagos girls, I want you. I want you. Sliding.
But the annoying part of it, though, you will still fall back to another one.
All of them are not bad.
Like, go anywhere in the world for school, you still come back to Lagos.
I have a question for you. You know what, guys? We have like basically three phases when it comes to girls. Sometimes you just want to be the biggest as show you can be. Other times you're just looking for that one girl, like you just want something interesting with a babe. Then the third one, you're tired of girls in general right now. Which one are you guys on right now?
I'm
last option.
I'm in all three right now.
I'm the third one. Come on, I'm second.
Actually, no, I'm second.
As much as I say I'm the third one, I'm second. I'm looking for that girl that will just tie me down, put me in my place.
I've found that girl.
I found her already, man.
I thought I found that, but Santa Maria has been teaching me other things.
This babe is calling. This guy's calling this babe out like crazy.
I know that babe.
As well.
But you see the thing. It's just.
Wait. I'll just stroke Simon real quick. She's the one, but says 5 hours.
Bro, do you know what's even funnier?
What?
That was yesterday. Today is 6 hours, bro.
That's a flash from Lagos to London, bro.
What the fuck? Bye, but don't worry, we get there. I'm looking for the one right now.
But I mean, it's 5 a.m. So
one of you should please DM me. My name is Savon. My IG is Savon Ogumbe. Next time, my name. My snap is Savon_O. Like, talk to me, man. I'm looking for the one.
Am I just gonna make a fake account to add you?
No, please don't do that. Cause I've actually fought and I don't fall for you.
Oh God!
Please.
Wait, what?
Wait, actually,
what the fuck? What the fuck, man? See, I think I was just going to the Ashow route. Just the best way right now, cause if you look for the one, you're not even find. I can't lie, you won't find.
Honey, you are the one.
Nah, don't look for the one. Let the one come to you.
Some people are 60 years old waiting for the one to come to them. Be there. There's no food for a lazy man. Be there. Don't be walking. Be there.
True.
I just want that.
You see, as a guy, if you wait for babes to come to you, I'm sorry. Like, if you're a girl now, guys will come to you whether you like you or not.
I just want that babe that if he calls me, in my mind, if I should not pick up this call, I know I'm in trouble. I want that babe to put me in my place.
Guy, are you forget? You had this babe like 2 months ago.
I don't want Chris, bro. I'm calm.
She will call. You wouldn't pick. I don't want to say how the girl talks. So it's not base, but you know already.
You don't have any.
But as I was saying,
Lagos girl story. Before you, I know you're about to dip soon, but do you have any Lagos girl story you want to get before you dip?
Me?
Mm-hmm.
Lagos girl story. Okay. I am the most recent one.
Okay.
So, couple days ago, it's more than a couple. Yeah, Santa Maria. hours prior to the event, baby's texting me, where are you? When are you leaving for the motive? I was reluctant to answer it. I answered it. She said, quote unquote, I'm there. Where you at? I said, I'm on my way. I got there. Paid for my ticket and all. I didn't pay for her. As soon as I entered, and he come and buy me shorts. Me being me. I went
Obio.
To buy
Obio
for my mind. Dude. I went to go buy her 2 shots. I entered the place. Place is packed. I entered VIP. Sat down. She sat down. I stood up. I came back in. Only for me to see her grinding the guy.
Beside you as well.
If it was you, I'd have collected that shot one way or the other. I'd have collected.
I didn't collect it.
I don't care. I'm sorry, but like, I think she should have rocked that guy. I won't lie. Personally, like, I'm just saying.
For what? Because of once.
Nah told me. She like came to me. Like, oh, where are you? I've been looking for you. Looking for what?
Looking for what? Oh. So, babe was capping.
I'm not doing
sure,
it.
Okay. And so setting that guy's trouser for you. Maybe you found your way inside there.
Oh man, it was so pain.
And babe was deep inside it as well.
Apparently the grinds were deep, not like normal deep. You know the type of grinds where you're putting all your energy, holding his neck.
Yes, bro.
I just like friends. I never knew she was like that. I don't know where she was dropped, but that's how she is right now. Anyways. So what's that saying on TikTok? After one bottle, 2 bottles. 3 bottles. Replace the bottle with boys. Ah, man.
Oh, my God, bro.
If she wasn't grinding them, she was collecting that snap, you know, just entertaining them.
Then also
some, even in my presence, I was just like, God damn.
In your presence.
Bro. In my presence, bro.
That's
even got to a point. Some of their kids meet me, oh, who's this dude? What's her name? I'll take her from you. I said, is it okay? Because, like, I didn't plan to do anything. Like, I was just answering her text and all. Then the next day, these same guys came to me asking me for her snap, for her pics. And I'm like, huh? Like, why are you asking me? Like, why me? Just because I was, man. Anyways, long story short, if a babe texts you, it doesn't necessarily mean she's trying to, you know, don't be a fool. And don't spend money on a babe that's not yours. Don't be like me.
My dad has taught me that rule. Never spend money on a babe that doesn't claim you. No matter what.
See, if you guys don't believe me, I have not spent money on the babe in Lagos. And I would not.
I'm not
my girlfriend. But that 2K, I could have bought you burger.
You could have.
Okay. You know, this reminds me of a Drake bar. Which song? Was it not Text Go Green? You can't keep. I can't keep giving something for nothing.
So you must collect your own back.
It's not collect money, like two. But you, why am I spending money unless like I'm my friend for time? Like maybe for childhood. Why am I spending money on a girl that doesn't claim me? Like do you get that?
I mean,
like,
no. See, you're spending money for her to claim you.
That's simping. Okay. Actually, that's not simping because you might need to spend money on the girl to woo her. I get that, but
you know, funny thing. Before this thing, we hadn't spoken for months, bro. All of a sudden, are you going for SM? Are you going for
all of a sudden, you want to fuck right now?
And then you messed up now. When you both had the shots, you should have left her.
God,
no, but even if he didn't leave her for long, that's like he left her for the whole night. And
bro, girls are no.
To just ask us something. The thing is,
every time she came to meet me was after she finished doing peace with the guy.
How many times did she come to meet
you? Wait, you guys.
You just calculate this.
How many times did she come to meet me now? How many times was she with me?
That's true. That was there, like, I can't even lie.
Bro, she came and left me like. 5 times or more.
Five.
I wasn't
five.
Counting.
She even passed quadruple.
As well, man.
Wait,
I don't have anything against you, man. It's just entertainment purposes.
I want to clarify something real quick. I said when you bought the shorts, you shouldn't have left her. For those of you that your minds would have drifted, I don't mean be that guy to buy drinks for a babe. And because you bought
just
drinks now, you're
drunk,
not then.
I beg
you. Not then stay with her like Gorilla Glue and say, oh, you're not leaving my side. You must do peace. I'm not saying that.
I don't buy peace for you like to get intoxicated. No.
Please.
I'm begging.
Thank you very much. All I'm saying is, like, these two, Annie and the babe, they've had a past. Like, obviously,
yeah,
they've been together on and off.
A very deep pause.
They do whatever they do.
Very, very
like, they haven't spoken. They haven't spoken in time. Obviously, she's messaging him. All of you know, like, it's clear. She's messaging him. She has her intentions. She knows what she wants to do at the motive. So, obviously, you know, she wants to. Yeah. That's why I said, oh, he shouldn't have left her to go meet another guy.
To suck his dick.
But please, don't take wrong advice. Don't stay with a girl.
We guys. Do you know I say don't spend money on a babe that doesn't claim you? Because true, I've always thought about this. Imagine you spend money buying a babe something. Then one day, just one random guy add you or text you from somewhere like, oh, why'd you buy my babe something? Like, that's what I'm saying. You never know with this. He's not directly claiming me. It has never happened to me.
You don't know
who is claiming her somewhere. Like, that's like you can't use you to curse you. You'll be praying bad prayer for your enemy. Why are you spending money on a babe that doesn't claim? I'm telling you, it's dangerous because
I can't just bring myself to spend money on
the girl. I can spend money on the girl, but like,
no,
unless
you
show me,
like,
I think you have to show me reasons for me to spend money on you. Like, is it 50-50? Like, do you get what I'm saying? Like, if I talk to you and you feel like I'm interested, but like, you also have to show why I should spend money on you.
The only babe that I've spent money on, I fucked it up by myself, so I can't lie.
You spend money on a babe. Me, I can only spend.
See, you guys can even say that. I'm only surprising.
Yeah, surprising.
I spend money on the babe unless I see something. this concrete thing. Because I can't like guys just be wasting money on females. Girls, see,
can't lie. If you have money to spend, why not?
Okay, but
like it depends now. If you have money, don't be living on the surface, live in reality, don't be living beyond your means.
Like,
one time, I remember one time, I went out somewhere. No, you guys, it's more that dinner we had after we graduated.
Yeah,
I went out, the bill came, I paid my bill. Then I was wasting time. All these other guys were drunk. I was not like, oh, I have to go. So I just paid the rest of the bill. That's all I remember. I was meant to take a babe out for something. That's all. And I went to take her out. Only had like maybe 8K in my wallet. So she shows ice cream. I was like, okay, yeah. Then she's like, and I asked her, that's the ice cream guy's like, I didn't get to pay for her. My friend, yeah, man, you just wanted to slap that guy that day. Just save the ice cream and shut the fuck up now.
Like, did I tell you that what to do? What is your cousin?
Sivoji was the worst thing. That was that day that Simlai now pulled up.
Oh, he was the green string city.
Then Simlai did not leave until the babe left.
Which guy?
Oh my God.
Massive cock block.
I was like, which kind of doses is this? So I left that place with 1K in my wallet and nothing, just ice cream that I eat.
Nah, but Brian, you try for real, man. Yeah, I can spend money on a baby if I really like her. I'm not like Primo that will hold my money. But Primo, if you're listening, I'm sorry, but I was blowing your card out of Santa Maria on beach. I'm sorry. And the babes don't even mind, but obviously a man has got to do what he's got to do.
Guy, my only is that I'm grateful.
If cash, spend them.
I know, so with you. Another thing is, you just finish up, I should
say. Yeah, let me finish up because I'm about to do. I'm grateful that Tivon and Pelimi, sorry, Brian, carried it. I'm grateful that, you know, Adelikos, you know, the ones that were TDR. Those ones that were pricing drink for 4-5, shots for 4-5. Imagine if I now was going to pay 2 shots or 4-5.
The amount I spend on the babe depends on how fine she is. You see, my dad has told me, like, let me show you this. If I spend money on a babe and I show my dad, oh, this is the babe I went out with, he won't say anything. But if you believe the babe is not up to the money I spent, you will not let me spend money for the rest of my life. I'm not joking with you, bro. Okay. Only thing about spending money on babes, you don't have to spend money on babes. You don't have to be known as that guy that spends money on a girl for nothing, even if she's not yours or anything like that. Because girls will just be coming to you, meaning because, oh yeah, that guy that spends money on
you.
Like that, I'm saying that's how some girls will be like, oh, you know that guy, he just spends money on you, and just walk up to him. You know, in jail, so that they were girls from timetable to be rotating size guy for lunch money.
For real.
Man.
That's the reason why you can't even see any if a girl come and be asking Penny to come and buy this for me. Be warning yourself. You stay there and starve.
Because if you have money to offer a babe, the same way a girl has certain things to offer guys, you don't see like fine girls giving it out willingly like anyhow to guys. So you too, if you have plenty money, you shouldn't be giving it out anyhow because you have plenty to any girl.
They will use you.
You should be that guy, like, oh, if you're a loyal babe, he would like you spoil her and everything. You know, like, if you just walk up to him, if you just touch his hand, he'll buy you. you know that those guys, like, that girls will just whine just to get stuff.
Yeah.
So many names came to my mind. Anyways,
I won't lie. If I was a fine girl, I'll not pay for anything in this life.
Pretty privilege.
You just rub the hand small.
Pelvis too wild.
Pelvis knows his high daddy.
For real.
Can you buy me that drink, daddy?
Guy calls everybody daddy, even his fucking housemaids. don't cap you. Maybe your chef as well.
Who's that?
I won't rest a student.
Whip me up that mother.
Ah, Pelé be doing too much.
See what you lie, guys. I've never coached.
I don't lie.
See what?
Don't lie now.
You don't lie.
Why shall I lie?
No, I don't.
Your mind, Sivon. Asterix.
Hi, boy.
Jesus Christ.
Sivon, Asterix, your mind.
Jesus Christ.
Should have you guys not noticed this person?
Shut up, Bama.
No, wait. Brand, calm down. I'm on to go to Sivon's talk.
Bro, it's okay.
You need same farewell. You need same farewell, guys. At least you need like 40 minutes. Safe, bro.
Safe,
dude. Safe, any baby.
I hope you catch some grand in your sleep.
What?
That's another film.
You're mocking me. It's allowed.
Oh, God, I'm like, it's just us now. Shall let's continue. So what are you saying?
No. I didn't say anything. Brian, speak. Don't let Pelé talk.
Have you ever noticed this pattern?
Brian. This Sivon is a skippy talking. I'm telling you, I've cornered you. I cornered you.
So I'm in what pattern?
People that jump from potential to potential. Like, you know those people that you end stuff with them, it can be 2 weeks, 1 week later, they're already interested in another guy, you're already hearing about
God, that thing is fucking disgusting.
And then the thing is, that's the definition of it's your turn. And the thing is, like, sometimes you'll get with someone just like, just make you just, but like, it's like the fact that you're with me and then 1 week later you're with another guy, it just shows that you being with me was never anything special. Like, in mind, I'm like, see the babe, I was even like doing myself over. Like, some people can't be alone for time. Like, they must always be with someone. And it's, I don't know, I find the kind, those people, you should watch out for them because
they need
attention a lot from guys, and it's crazy because
there's this girl that three of us know, queen of doing that pee, don't call her name. Obviously, man wasn't like invested in it like
us,
that.
You three of us have a lot, I've known a lot.
Nah, but you from what you said, you should know who I'm talking about.
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. For real. I mean, there are a lot of names that come to mind. I don't know.
For me, no, the girl that moves from guy to guy quick.
Text GC, because I don't know whether it's the girl I was talking about. Text GC.
Nah, but...
I don't know. What?
I sent already.
Check.
Must hate you.
Now,
like, obviously, man was invested in her like that, but just the fact, and I think that was the main reason for her to like dip the first guy like that was a turn off. And then how we ended horribly, not like we're together, but like stopped talking horribly, and just seeing her progression after that is bemusing. That's the word.
I saw like something I've noticed. Do you know how some people be spinning stories? Like I'm not attacking girls, but some girls be spinning stories about guys. Like, some girls be like, "Oh, this guy is trying to move me. This guy is trying to move me," stuff like that.
Oh,
but
my God, bro.
Do you know what's funny? The guy might just be yelling how. Or some girls like, oh, some girls like, "Oh, this guy has been disturbing me, and I'm not really interested in him." But the thing is, why does the guy keep talking to you? Because I know, because guys sometimes will take our L. Like, some of us are persistent too. But if you get an L, we'll take it and move on. So why is the guy still talking to you, or still coming back, if, quote unquote, you're showing you're not interested
in? Like Brancho, if one was telling me this last week, if one was yelling me, I'm a very persistent person. But once I see there's nothing for me in there again, I'll stop.
So stop.
If a babe, see, what if you've noticed this thing? If I'm persistent, I'm seeing something there. And if sometimes it's not, you guys might not say it. I think you guys are telling me, I don't know. But if I'm moving a baby here, I've already seen something that I'm like, I don't know, maybe I can. Like, you know that babe that, you know that babe that see, try to move, and I say, let me try.
No.
See, your cousin.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to, and I said, let me move. And from the way
Calvin was there, and I was like, this is the babe I can yarn. Do you get me? I won't move in babe that's harder. My let me say my pay grade.
No, you shouldn't think like that, bro. Trust me.
Sivon, so you're telling me that you move. Let me type on JC. So you're telling me you move her? Would you move her?
Nah, that's different because like there's been a past already. That's different.
And another thing, me and Faye were talking about this. As much as girls will never ever say this, girls date guys through this thing called clout. Girls don't admit it. They won't admit it too. But there are some guys that are not up to par. But since everybody knows them,
I get what you're saying. Not clout. I get what you're saying because I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
It's something that's public. That how they are known. A girl who's dating.
No. I feel you. No, but it depends on the girl, though. You know, one time, like I can actually never forget this, and it's crazy. One time, I'm chatting to this girl. I'm like, yo, what's your number now? Like, what are you saying? And then she now refuses to give it to me, and I'm like, okay, calm, L. But like, I wanted to know why I got the L.
Mm-hmm.
And then this baby asks me, oh, if you can give me Primo Snap, I'll give you my number.
Ah,
bro, that's the day I wanted to kill myself. I said, what? You're using me for my brother?
Bro, what the fuck?
Like, it's crazy.
Bro, then, the guy.
But you, wait, do you have something that ties into that?
What?
Sometimes girls are attracted to, like, you know, when they say, you know, you see all of those TikTok, like, oh, women are attracted to status.
Yes.
And sometimes, like, think about it. If you're hearing about a babe, like, you know us, if you keep hearing about this babe, okay, this babe is fine. Like, keep hearing about it. You know, you keep hearing about this babe. And then you see this babe text you or you see this babe in person. Don't lie, that won't do your head small. Like, you'll be like, oh, this babe. You want to see what the hype is about. You get? Your ego gets boosted. Like, oh, this guy I'm hearing a lot about is texting me or wanted to, like, do yes. So I can't blame I'm not saying all girls are shallow. Some shallow girls, though. But I'm saying I can't blame from some girls for, like, oh, a guy they've been hearing a lot about, they see a lot about, one is, like, interested in them. Won't you be gassed up a bit?
Brian, chill. The difference between girls and guys about that, guys don't care about status of the babe. If you are a body...
I'm not, like, saying this. I'm not saying body. Status of the... I'm just saying that...
Yeah, I get what you're trying to say. That I'm just giving, like, but like the difference between guys like guys guys could give two fucks who you are.
What?
That's why I'm telling you, most guys, if you bring out a lucky babe that's a 10 and that's a babe that everybody
knows, like, that's a 10,
they go for a lucky babe.
They go for the lucky babe. Hyped, no. When you find for the babe that nobody else knows and it's fine,
best feeling ever.
You turn to residence gatekeeper. None of your guys knows.
Finding a babe nobody knows that's a 10 is the best feeling ever, bro. It's the best feeling ever.
But then sometimes some girls do even like guys that I know need lost. Don't you? That's what I'm saying. It's some guys.
There are some. I'm not saying every girl.
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that there's small majority of girls that are like what you said, that think of it that way. And there's small majority of guys that also think about it the other way, like, oh, is this babe? Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Mm-hmm.
But most girls sometimes, like even Tammy was saying it the other time on the last episode.
You guys know the last episode, yeah. So yeah.
If I didn't say something, I know since that one, I don't know what's wrong with Tisha. But Tam was saying it. A lot of girls don't like guys that, like, are known by a lot of girls too. Or talk to a lot of girls. Sometimes I think girls even appreciate when the guy is more looky and find, like, match everything they're looking for and is looky. Because then it's only for them. Like, you can't say, oh, my friend knows this person. So I think sometimes guys and girls think the same way, like, alike. You guys, like, they think alike. But you come down. Also, let's say you see this babe on IG, Pelumi or Sivon, that you've been hearing a lot about, like, this babe, like, everybody knows this babe. And this babe is texting you that she's interested in you. Tell me you will not feel gassed.
You definitely will. Because it's like, oh, everybody wants this girl,
But she wants me.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That. So you can also see where girls come from. Like, from a guy, like, they hear a lot about, like, oh, this is the guy I'm hearing a lot. I'm hearing like a lot of people, my friends talk about everything like that, and this guy is interested. I'm like, oh wow, fuck. So you won't blame her for like putting someone else aside to see what this guy's
no,
about.
But Chuchu, brand. The difference
Chuchu,
is that.
Chuchu, let me land. But the thing is, a lot of girls, if they see that what the guy's about, like there's nothing there, it's just talk, they won't give the guy lights of day. But there's some girls that will let the guy do stuff, like, well, I will let the guy run things with the guy, even though they don't fuck with him like that too. Just because, so they can say, oh, I did stuff with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some girls think of it as like a flex. Like, oh, I did stuff with so-so guy. Or I've done stuff with... So that's what I'm saying. Like, it depends on the girl, but I guess.
I'm not how do I construct this? Like, someone, you get one, it's the person that I think will get what I'm trying to say. Like, what the difference is that a guy... I feel guys' expectations are kind of higher than female than girls. I will explain why now. If a girl does,
Kalim is learning. Kalim almost said females, but corrected himself.
If I'm females, girls,
I don't understand.
I see me. I don't get, but sir, if a girl like that's class P, yeah, or known being known status, yeah. If a girl does pee with a guy that everybody knows. Girls wouldn't give a fuck about the guy's face, or if they dated or whatever, they don't give a fuck about the guy's face. But a guy, if a guy as I'm telling you, as horny, as deficient, as down bad as a guy can be, there's a limit a guy will go. I'm telling you, there's a limit. There's no, I feel like there's no limit for girls.
Bro, I'm telling you. Okay,
if a status is there that a girl is going for, and she's just, let's not even talk about her age group anymore. Let's not talk about everything. If the girl says there's money, let's talk about everything now. If the girl says there's cash, there's bare money attached to this guy's name, face is not looking. She's looking at money, not face anymore. She's looking at money. But for a guy... you have to be at least 7. Simone, do you get?
Yeah, well, some guys will run some horror babes. Do you want to say?
I think it's because guys were more easily satisfied than girls. But okay, but think about this. If you're a girl, you're fine, you're everything. There are a lot of guys interested in you. I think you have to weigh the guy out. Like, think about, like, if this guy is fine, but he's broke, why should I be with him? Where is he? What am I getting from him? But let's say this guy has money, can give me what's like a good life, but he's not that fine. You have to weigh your priorities. What's important to me? A guy that can take care of me, or a guy that's fine, I can't take care of me. Do you get? See, some girls are looking to find both, they'll go for that guy. But if they can't find both, they have to weigh the options. Some girls will go for the guy that can take care of them. Some girls will go for looks.
Yeah, because some girls are financially independent.
On their
fathers, actually.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that it's wrong for them to like go for a guy with money or think about money, because sometimes that's their priorities. But there are some girls that are more shallow than that, like that, the shallow of the shallow. That it's even disgusting to see how they talk. But let's leave this status P behind. I mean, what next, man?
Sure. Let's talk about our situations right now with girls. Like the person you're trying to know. Let's talk about our situations. Yeah, Sivon. Yeah, you go. Since you're the one that has a lot going on in their life right now.
Honestly, I have nothing to say, man.
Oh my fucking.
Shut up. You can't pussy your way out.
Listen. It depends, like, what situation. I'm in a lot of situations right now. What is in a lot of situations?
Your love life situation with girls right now.
Yeah, love life.
Summarize it.
Like,
we're not saying give details, like, just summarize, like,
what's going on. We're not saying name names. I said just summarize what's going on.
Yeah, like, how do you feel when it comes to girls or anything? Like, your things with, like, right
now? In terms of that. You see, for all of you listening out there, they're obviously trying to get at me. I'm not taking. I'm just going to put that out there. Firstly, I am not taking. Secondly, I hate when girls assume.
We need to talk about that as you may be
assumptions.
Well, not talking. We need to talk about it.
Assumptions. Obviously, there was one girl.
Wait, Yvonne. Time on that assumptions P for now. Talk about everything. When everybody's done, we'll come back to that assuming P. We'll talk about it as a whole topic. Because,
okay, then the other part I wanted to talk about, I already said it like some minutes ago, is the I'm in a relationship with you and your friends and your family. Like, it's between both of us. I don't understand why. Nothing is even official. Nothing has been said. It's like, I don't know, I get turned off when, like, people just rush. Like, where are you rushing to? Like, I just don't like when I'm in a motive because, you know, I'll be going for almost everything. And then I'll be getting looks from different girls like, I've gone for a party and I've seen two girls. I don't want to say two fools, though. Just because I want to be respectful. Two fools. Because it's actually really stupid what they did. Nigga, I'm telling you, they're taking fucking videos of me. But what makes them fools is the fact that their flash was on. And like, they thought the flash was on and then they hit their phone. Then I look at them and I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Like, just listen to the music and dance. Why do you have to film me? I'm not a celebrity. I'm nowhere close to a celebrity. But obviously, I know you're going to take the video of me and then send it to your friend. I'm like, oh, see what this guy is doing and shit like that. And it's just so fucking annoying. Shit, it just pisses me off, man. Relationship with you. Not in a relationship, but I'm talking to you and then everybody's involved.
Okay, let me say why. Right now, man, I've said it again. I'll say this probably even the title of the episode. I'm emotionally downcasted. I'm tired. I wanted to have fun before he gets. When girls have not really been interested in you, or you're not really taking an interest in girls, then you start taking interest in girls. I had a period of time where it was like, oh, it was fun. Oh, girls are finding me really, like, I became attractive. Like, oh, guys, girls are finding me attractive now. It's crazy. Like, you know, you have that fun. You're talking to multiple girls, blah, 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 blah. You're planning stuff you get.
Mm-hmm.
And that was fun for a time because that was new to me. Then, but now, it's like, I don't have the energy to talk to multiple girls. In fact, I don't even have the motivation to even talk to a new girl sometimes. It's like, unless I meet you in person. But, like, if you text me or anything, like, I might never reply to you or give you proper replies because I'm just tired. And then, like, the girls I've trusted for a time have just ended up disappointing me. And worst of all, they just wasted my time. So I'm kind of in a situation where it's like, what's the fucking point anymore? Like, think of getting attached to someone makes me want to vomit. So I'm just like, you know, I don't know, man. I don't even know what to do emotionally. I'm just like,
it's feeling like a therapy session.
I don't know, man. I don't want to go too deep into it. I just don't know, man. Don't care.
Sorry, bro.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm good, dude. Like, I have someone that I can. Like, I have someone that I'm not like heartbroken or deep like that. You know, it's just.
No, I feel you.
It takes time, like someone you've known for a while. And then they just waste your time and disappoint you. Get it's like I'm just reminiscing. You get like that's just why I'm sure.
For me, all my hoes that you're planning to suck my crack. I'm coming. But you're on the serious note. Just like I said before, I'm just at a point where I don't think I'm going to put out my emotional side like that anymore. Cause
I think
it's just cause it's a stage where I feel as if it's just like there are two sides to me. Yeah, not many people see the emotional side.
Side, thank you. Like
to me,
but like the ones people, that do take it for granted.
The people who see it just take it for granted.
Is that like tell me? True. I'm not cutting you off. I just want to say, it's not that they take it for granted. They have taken it for granted. Maybe not first, but that's what they ended up doing in summary. Right?
And it's not as if they're like doing it on purpose or something, but it's just like they're giving me, like, how do I say this? I guess you can't open up like completely, yeah?
But like, don't make it seem like, oh, this thing can't work because you're too emotionally available. It's just kind of weird. I'm just in the stage where I can't lie, because I've just weighed up. There are two sides to me. If I show you that emotional side to me, that is the only side I think I can show you. Because why are you seeing my non-talent side? Do you get? If you're seeing my emotional side, why is my non-talent side? Because I can also be very, 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 very non-talent. Very, too non-talent, in fact. Because I can not reply you. I can give you attention. I can take it away. Like, if I want to be like me, I can be like that. But if I show you my emotional side, I always want to be replying. I always want to call you. Things like that. And if you're taking it for granted, you're making me feel as if I'm disturbing you. Man, I'm just at that stage where I just feel as if I don't want to even show that side to anybody again. I'm just tired of women. I can't even lie.
Mine is, sometimes, like, why can't girls just be honest with how they are, like, this situation that they are in? You get, like, mm-hmm. if you know that you yourself, you're not good, then don't let me, then don't, like, increase, like, you got, like, don't take things to the next level.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just yammy, and it's good. And when things get to the next level, that's when you're now yanning it. Like, please, why can someone, how can someone, like, should, like, I don't even care anymore. Why can I ask you with, like, what we're doing anymore? Like, are we, like, because we're more than friends now, but we're not anything serious. I've been like that for time, so what's the point? And then you can't give an answer. But then later on, you know, like, oh, you thought the thing was already settled. And then you know, that we think we should just be friends, that you're working on yourself. But like, so why did you now allow it to get
started? Bro, you don't know how much I hate that stage.
So why did you not allow it to get to that stage where I'm more than friends? Because I'm not going to go back to being just friends with someone I became more than friends.
Even brand, I don't get, you guys don't get how much I hate that.
I don't care, but let me finish, bro. I didn't want, like, doing that more than friends, but if you're saying, well, more than, I'm like getting, obviously, you need to end this with, like, trying something serious out to do it. That's what I have in mind. But if that's not what you have in mind, yan me, Brian, I don't think I'm actually going to want to get into anything serious, but like, let's just be friends now. Then we're good, but you can't be talking to me like we're going to end up being something serious. But then it's kind of using, do you get? And that's why I can't even say I hate the person, but I just end up hating the person as much as I like them. Because I don't know what to say anymore, man. Because it's irritating to me. Because it's like, you trust someone and they know what
you need. I want to ask something. So if, for example, you know, do you guys get jealous easily? Like, are you guys that type of people?
I don't know. It depends, man. I don't get jealous easily, because if I trust you, I trust you. If you have my trust, I trust
you. If you like somebody, let me rephrase that. If you like somebody, are you the jealous type?
Man, I don't want to open myself up here, man.
Okay, I won't say I'm talking. Sivon, I'm supposed to answer the bloody question. I know what's really saying. Like, Sivon and I don't think we're jealous type. I think we're just territorial.
Okay. So, okay. Imagine, that a girl, both of you have confirmed to each other, you like each other, and then you guys are yearning. It's just going as if you're serious, and then she just starts. At first, she's literally the one that wanted you, and then for example, and then you guys now start yearning proper. For example, and then you guys, okay, things are going well. And then you can just see the babe is just like her attention she's giving is just slowly decreasing, And it's not as if yours is increasing, but you're only still at the exact point where it should be. You know, it should be 50-50, but it's slowly going to 75, has going to, like, has just reduced, it you get drastically. So, but like, okay, you now see, I'm going to reduce my attention. Totally, I'm not even going to give attention anymore. You start pending, and then you just randomly receive a call from her from nowhere. See, what I think you should know who I'm talking about now.
Nah, but go on.
You just randomly receive a phone call from her from nowhere. saying that, oh, you want to work things out, this and that.
Oh.
But now, things are going back to the way it was before. And she's now saying, oh, what she thinks she wants is just vibes. Like, she's just trying to be sneaking. Do you get?
Oh, she said that.
I mean, this is a scenario, guys.
Yeah, I think it's a scenario. It's a scenario.
So, man, like, what the fuck would you guys do? Like, I don't, of course, yeah, I
don't break you guys up, but it's like 12:43. And I'm hearing one cat like this guy. Like, I don't know. This cat is fucking scary. Guys, I do that. The cat almost attacked me. He jumped the fence. Guy had to dodge.
He
could. And he'll just continue. But I'm just looking outside the window in case. I'll go and get something, you know.
Continue. So, like, yo, what would you guys do? Because, I like to knuckle him. I like to fuck. I've never had sex, though. But, you know, fornication is nice. So, like, feelings are involved. And I feel as if it will get to a stage where it's either something happens or we're not going to be friends anymore.
Like that situation that you just said, that would just come. If that was Misha, that would just completely fuck my head up. Like, we're not talking on them. If you come back, call me out of nowhere.
Personally, man, I'm adopting a new analogy. If you stress me, I don't even care if we have like the potential to do stuff. At that point, I don't even want to do this stuff with you because if waiting to do stuff with you is now and you're now messing with my head and my like mental stability during that period of time, there's no point in me even waiting again. Like, just I'll block you. I can do stuff with somebody else at the end of the day.
And just don't think about it. When it happens, it happens. And then when it happens, make sure you give her hard. Make sure you let her feel it in her soul, in her body. Let it reach her heart so that she will not then get feelings for you.
You keep her feelings for me, bro. That is the scenario.
Yeah, then turn that vibe to something serious, bro.
I think we need to end this year. Listen, it's already been an hour. I know most people never get to get this far, but...
The better.
I think it's been a good episode, Shah. So you guys, this was just like, this may not be, some people might view this as like not one of our best episodes, and I can't with that because this is just an episode we wanted to do ourselves.
Yeah.
If you don't think this episode has been nice, this episode was just to show a lot of you. Show the girls.
Yeah, that's a different side.
You need to level your shit up because, bro, you guys still have a lot of work. So I won't lie to you, you guys have shit to do because
I can't lie, even guys, we have a lot of shit to do. Some people were meant to be on this, but they went to sleep, and it's late because of sleep.
For the week. Why are you sleeping early? It's 5:43 right now.
We might try this with girls, so that girls can set their own side and see what guys do fuck up. So,
yeah. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. It's been another hour in Lagos, the more emotional part of Lagos.
And as you guys are going, I want you to think about this. Do you believe in love at first sight?
What, we've already covered this.
Thank you. It's been an hour in Lagos.
Wait, before you guys. Oh my God. No, you've been hurt. I've asked about you and they told me
so you cry still. Tears all in a pillowcase. Big girls all get a little taste out. Pushing me away so I give a space out. Dealing with a heart that I didn't break. I'll be there for you, I will care for you. I keep thinking you just don't know. Trying to run from that, say you're done with that. On your face, girl, it just don't show. When you're ready, just say you're ready. When all the baggage just ain't as heavy. And the party's over, just don't forget me. We'll change the pace and we'll just go slow. You won't ever have to worry. You won't ever have to hide. You'll see all my mistakes. So look me in my eyes. Cause if you let me, here's what I'll do. I'll take care of you. I've loved and I've lost. In the club one time, also convinced that you're following your heart, cause your mind don't control what it does sometimes. We all